Hello and a very warm welcome to this new edition of the Henry Norman Show. I'm your host Henry Norman and I am truly glad you've joined me today again. As always, you can receive an EQSL by sending your reception report to henrynormanshow@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. In today's show, we're exploring songs that find their inspiration in figures from the Bible. These are stories that have shaped our culture for centuries, and it's fascinating to hear how musicians interpret them. We are starting things off with Flash and the Pan and their take on the Apostle Peter. Hey, St. Peter.
Hell.
Our next band hails from Scotland. Back in the 70s, they went on tour through Italy, but things didn't go quite as planned. When they ran out of money and found themselves unable to afford the trip home, they turned to busking on the streets. It was there, in the midst of that struggle, that a producer discovered them, and today they are world famous, staying with our theme of biblical figures. They've taken on one of the most powerful stories of strength and betrayal. Here are Middle of the Road, Samson and Delilah. Biblical figures haven't just inspired pop songs, they are also the heart of some of the world's most successful musicals. One iconic example is Jesus Christ Superstar, the rock opera by Andrew Lloyd Webber that reimagines the final days of Jesus through the eyes of Judas. Another masterpiece from the same composer is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. This show brings to life the story of Joseph, his resilience, and his incredible power to interpret dreams, themes that still resonate deeply with us today. From that very musical performing a song about hope and vision, here is the new musical cast with Any Dream Will Do.
My eyes drew back the curtain. certain what I thought I knew. Far, far away, someone was weeping, but the world was sleeping. Any dream will do. I wore my coat.
In just 2 days, on July the 6th, we mark the 55th anniversary of the passing of one of the greatest jazz musicians in history. He left us only a month before his 70th birthday, Satchmo alias Louis Armstrong. Throughout his incredible career, he frequently recorded songs featuring biblical figures, blending deep spiritually with the soul of jazz. Performing alongside the Cy Oliver Choir, he brings us a powerful spiritual about Moses leading his people to freedom. Here is Louis Armstrong, "Go Down, Moses."
Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell
land.
Let my people go.
Oppressed so hard they could not stand.
people go.
So the Lord said, go down.
Go down.
Moses.
Moses.
Way down.
Down
in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaohs to let my people go.
Let my people go.
So Moses went to Egypt land.
Let my people go.
He made old Pharaoh understand.
Let my people go.
Yes, the Lord said, go down.
Go down.
Moses.
Moses.
Way
down.
Down in Egypt land. Tell him. Pharaohs, to let my people go.
Let my people go.
Thus spoke the Lord, bold Moses said,
let my people go.
If not, I'll smite your firstborn dead. The Lord said, go down.
Go down.
Moses.
Moses.
Way down.
Down
in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaoh
to let my people go.
Since 1962, there has been a band from Jamaica that remains active to this every day, even in 2026. The Twinkle Brothers have always stayed true to their roots. In this next song, they tell us the story of the man who was pardoned in place of Jesus, a pivotal and heavy moment in biblical history, focusing on the figure of Barabbas. Here are the Twinkle Brothers.
Oh,
Together with Josh Duncan, the Worship Initiative has recorded a song about a man we haven't mentioned at all today. It's time to correct that right now, focusing on the central figure of so many of these stories. Here is the Worship Initiative and Josh Duncan. All my boast is in Jesus.
What love is this that Christ would die for me? His goodness, his merit, his righteousness, this sinner's only plea. Oh, foolish pride, be crucified, the work is finished. All my boast is in Jesus, all my hope is his love. And forgiven, my life is filled with grace is undeserved. From mercy that flowed down that sacred hill, let praises now return. Rise up, my soul, and bless the Lord. Who else is worthy? To live is Christ in plenty or in want, that I may know, that all may see his power within me. All my boast is in Jesus, all my hope is his love, and I will glory forever in what the cross has done.
Before we reach the final song of the evening, I want to thank you all for listening. This has been a new edition of the Henry Norman Show. Don't forget, you can receive an EQSL for this broadcast. Simply send your reception report to henrynormanshow@gmail.com. I'm looking forward to your message. To close the show, we have an artist whose grandparents emigrated from Sicily to Canada. He was born near Quebec and currently lives in Sherbrooke. Here are Henry Pintaro and the Freedom Boys with Heaven is Watching You. As you listen, try to count how many biblical figures are mentioned in the lyrics. Until next time, I wish you all the very best. This is Henry Norman saying bye-bye. Thank you.
by a quiet golden stream. Old prophets whisper, this can't be the dream. They watch the world turning, headlines every day. Another reckless moment, another word astray. And heaven sighs tonight, under the fading light. Angels bow their heads and pray. So many chances lost, so many lines crossed, while the world just looks away. Moses holds the tablets, slowly shakes his head. Commandments weren't suggestions, is what the old man said. David stops his harp song, the melody grows thin. Power without wisdom is a dangerous kind of sin. And heaven sighs tonight, under the fading light. Angels bow their heads and pray. So many chances lost, so many wipes a silent tear. Kindness should be louder than the voice of fear. Peter by the gate says, I've seen pride before, but truth should matter more than keeping score. And heaven sighs tonight under the fading light. Frown. Justice isn't meant to be a circus in a town. Solomon the wise king closes up his book. Wisdom starts with listening, that's all it ever took. And heaven sighs tonight under the fading. Through the clouds above, a voice reminds the earth that truth is built on love. The prophets keep on hoping, hearts may still be turned, that someday all these
10,49 Sekunden. Bis heute ist keine Frau der Welt schneller gelaufen. Florence Griffith Joyner wurde 1988 zur schnellsten Frau der Geschichte. Doch mit ihrem Weltrekord begann ein zweites Rennen, ein Rennen gegen den Verdacht. War Flojo ihrer Zeit einfach voraus oder war ihr größter Triumph das Ergebnis von Doping? Beweise gab es nie, trotzdem verstummten die Zweifel nicht, nicht einmal nach ihrem frühen Tod, der im Gegenteil die Spekulation noch weiter anheizte. Warum wurde aus einer Ausnahmeathletin einer der umstrittensten Fälle der Sportgeschichte? Und warum werden außergewöhnliche Leistungen irgendwann selbst zum Verdachtsmoment? Der neue Fall bei Tatort Sport auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.